You are now tuned in to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the number one podcast for Christian women to learn how to apply God's principles to fulfill your God-ordained purpose. Every episode will empower you with the tools and wisdom necessary so you can strategically execute and excel in every area of your life. This is the place for you to learn how to walk in purpose, to walk with purpose, and to fulfill God's purpose. Hey girl, hey, welcome to today's couch conversation. We are taking a deep dive into Proverbs 2 verse 11, and it reads, "Discretion will guard you, understanding will watch over you." Girl, there is so much goodness in this scripture. Let's talk about discretion, okay? If you are unfamiliar with this word, the place where you might hear it most often is where it's like, viewer discretion is advised. And honestly, let me tell you something about getting more familiar with the etymology or the root of these words. It's just giving what it's supposed to, okay? So I want to look at part one or A of this scripture that says discretion will guard you. We have been talking about so much this year, the importance of us planning. And of course, I look at this word in the Hebrew, and it means to devise a thought-out plan, well-calculated for success, to purpose, weighing in the necessary factors to reach the goal, to think out carefully, reflecting, considering, like executing a premeditated, highly deliberate plan. When we use discretion, we are guaranteed success. A lot of times what happens, and I know even for myself, is that I will get a word from God. I get excited and I am so eager to start the thing that I skip this piece where discretion is necessary. Okay. Of course, it also talks about this. The root of this word is laying out the advantages, the disadvantages, and the linking of a decision. And so I want us to talk about discretion first in terms of like, girl, stop trying to rush to get things done to where you mess around and you don't consider all of the moving parts. We have to learn this piece in order for us to make sure that we are not being busy, but we're being productive, that we're executing efficiently and in a way that God has called us to. We have to use discretion because it says that it's going to guard us. So sure, God may have told you to start a business and you may say, hey, I need a business coach. Make sure that in your getting, that you get understanding, that you're being prayerful, that you're not so eager and so overzealous that you sign up for something that God never ordained, or you find yourself under the leadership of someone who is not of God, who's taking your ideas and shooting them down. They're not respecting the fact that you are following the leadership of God, right? Even thinking out where you're going to get help from, what resources you're going to use, it all matters, and you need to get clearance from God. Case in point, there was a software that I was looking at. I wanted to make my processes on my back end more efficient. And it was something that was like AI to help me with like podcast episodes and all of this different stuff. And it was helpful. However, I sat back and really took the opportunity to pray about this software because the name was off-putting. And I'm not going to repeat it. But it was giving witchcrafty. And it was something very simple, like software. But when I really sat back and I thought about it, and I thought about the decision I was making, it's low cost. Of course, the reviews are great. And it really would have helped a lot in my processes. And I prayed about it. And God was like, nope, and continues to tell me nope. Because there's something that I can't see deeper to this name. And because I take so serious what I do when I speak on the airwaves that I'm not going to give the enemy any opportunity for any reason at all about anything to have an opportunity to attach to my business and to the mission that God has given me to talk to his people. And so if that means I got to take 2 and 3 extra little steps, baby, that's going to be it. And that consideration may not be something for someone who is not doing business God's way. I even reached out to my wise counsel, who is a business person and also a believer. And I said, am I being too churchy? Because something isn't right. And they confirmed, like, nope, you are not being too churchy. I absolutely would not. They're really leaning into this verbiage. They're really leaning into it. Like, no, girl, correct. And that was that.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
That's discretion. I don't even know what could have come from that. But the fact that I use a level of discretion, I link the advantages and the disadvantages. It was something that guarded the message that God puts on the inside of me to get out to y'all every week. We can't get so caught up in one thing that we don't take a look at the complete picture. And what I want us to really understand as to why this is important is because the scripture says that discretion will guard us. And this definition, it speaks about being able to employ offensive as well as defensive measures to protect. So we talk about the word of God being our sword. When we look at Ephesians 6 and we talk about the sword of or the armor of God, us using discretion in all of our decisions, it protects us offensively and defensively. So you're not just responding when an attack hits, but you're able to see and pivot and be like, uh-uh. And it says that this word guard means ready to take aggressive, immediate action to safeguard, to be on the guard, to speedily engage in confrontation in whatever jeopardizes what is entrusted. So even though I understand that I need to sharpen my processes, God is going to honor and that level of discretion that I had to not jump on the software because it did not sit right in my spirit at all. There's a level of discretion that God gave me. Holy Spirit was like, sis. No. It's that level of confrontation that I'm not going to allow the message to be jeopardized in any way, not jeopardized based on my lack of study, nor will I allow it to be jeopardized based on what systems I allow these podcast episodes and the things that God has me speak about. All of that matters. It all matters. And I don't even have the full picture as to why it matters. I don't need to know. God said it wasn't okay, period. Period. I don't need to get into, oh girl, because yeah, this demon, whatever. I don't even care. You ain't got to tell me what the fire looked like, baby. I believe you when you say it's hot. Period. And so this is a continual activity. God is always giving us safeguards, but we have to be willing to make sure we're not skipping steps. God called you to start the business. Great. Have you taken the time to really use discretion, to plan it out, to make sure that you're set up for success, to talk to the right people, to make sure that you're not talking to the wrong people? Every vision that God gives you does not need to be shared with somebody. I don't care who they are or why. Are you using discretion even in you sharing the details of your life? Everybody does not deserve access to everything and every part of you. And we have to really ask God, like, what is the point of me sharing this with these people? If I know they always got something negative to say, Why would I come and share something that I'm already struggling with, that I'm really believing God for? Is this the right place for me to do this? Can I look at the advantages or disadvantages of me having this conversation with this particular person? Why am I making this decision? This level of self-examination and using discretion, even with ourselves, not only in decisions that we make in business, but our personal life, who we talk to, our friends, what we eat, what we wear, what we do, what we prioritize, it's going to put a level of certainty in our life because we're going to always be protected. We're going to be within our realm of God, just continuing to protect and provide for us. He's going to allow us to see things that we never knew. I mean, recently, God has allowed me to see some things in some dreams. Girl. And so now I know when this person come knocking, I ain't got to say a word. I can keep it cute and keep it pushing because discretion has already allowed me to see, hey, whenever you encounter this person, this is how you need to move because this is how they really feel. And we need to take these red flags and understand that they're red flags and not the blood of Jesus. No, they're red flags. So I just want you to be encouraged to use a level of discretion in your life. Don't be so quick to jump out and do things that you go with half of a plan. Vet the plan, not in a place to where you're doubting. There's a difference between discretion, discernment, and doubt. Go back and listen to that podcast episode. When we use discretion and discernment, we are evaluating something up until the point where God says, okay, no, go do what I said because you vetted this enough. Anything over that boundary is doubt and that is sinful. But we have to use discretion. Discretion is what guarantees our success. So I pray that this blessed you as much as it blessed me, girl. I love you and I will talk to you later.